In continuing discussing the ability of a cotton, what he can or can't do in terms of kinyonim, the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Lulav says, Tof Resh Nun Ches Sif Vav. On the first day of Sukkot, one should be careful not to give his lulav to a cotton, Kaidim Shiyotzba, before he himself was yoitz in it. And the Mishnah Berurah right away points out that this halacha in Chutz La'aretz is not only on Yontav Rishon, but even on Yontav Sheni, because we in Chutz La'aretz have to treat Yontav Sheni like we treat Yontav Rishon. Because, says the Shulchan Aruch, Nesha Katan, the Katan has the ability to make a kinyan, Veina Makna Lacheirim and Atayrim, but he doesn't have the ability to give it, to make a kinyan back. So if I'm going to give my Dalaminim to a cotton, so it becomes the cotton's. But he can't give it back to me. So, Menimtza, says the Shulchan Aruch, Shemachzir Eloi, that if, even if he gives it back to me, halachically, it is meaningless. Because, Shemachzir Eloi ain't a mukser. Because he didn't have the ability, halachic ability, to give it to me back. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah says a very interesting halach l'maisa. He says this is the reason that even if someone was successful in keeping his dalam minim fresh from last year to this year, we need to be concerned that maybe after the first or second day last year you gave your dalam minim to a cotton to be yaitza with. Once you gave it to him, he can never give it back to you. And therefore, you're not yoitza with that dalaminim anymore, because it can never be lochem. And the loch is that lochachtem lochem, the dalaminim that you take, have to belong to you. In order, regarding this specific issue of 2 day yontif, so I saw that the Bikur Yaakov says that you could give it to him with a tanai. If today is Yontif, if today is really the first day Yontif, then I'm giving it to you by Matana. And if today is not Yontif and tomorrow is not Yontif, tomorrow is Yontif, so you don't have to take the aluminum altogether today. B'yesh Mishayim, continues the Shulchan Aruch, Shemegiyah lo'oynas ha'putis, that if the child is already the age of putis, Mishnah Berurah says a 6 or 7 year old, that means he has some level of intelligence, mutter. Because there's a very big machlokes rishonim. The Bialocha quotes this machlokes rishonim, that the opinion of the Rambam is that unless the child is an adult, and in fact I saw from the Achroinim, the Chazanish says, that we know the Midaraisa, just because a child is bar mitzvah, doesn't necessarily make him into a gadol. He has to bring shtei saris. So he says, according to the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, that doesn't want to say that we're going to be lenient by putis. So even if the child certainly is 6 or 7, we won't be lenient. But even if he is bar mitzvah, we can't be lenient, because we need to be concerned that maybe he's not a gadol Midaraisa. Maybe he's not a godel midaraisa. Vim taifis matinik, but continues the Shulchan Aruch, if you're holding the lulav, the dalaminim, the entire time with the child, kima shalayotz miyadak, once it doesn't go out of his hand, shapir dummy, then that's a way, because the child never took ownership of this dalad minim. But the Mishnah Berurah says that even though the Shulchan Aruch is giving us this piece of advice, he says the advice is not really great. Why is the advice not really great? Because although by holding on to the Dalaminim the entire time, you have successfully avoided the problem that you gave away your Dalaminim, but it turns out that these Dalaminim never were the child's. And in order to properly fulfill the mitzvah of chinuch, you have to, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of chinuch, you have to do it the way the Torah prescribes. And the Torah prescribes that it should be lechem, completely the ownership of the person who's trying to fulfill the mitzvah. And here, he's not able to fulfill the mitzvah if he never took ownership, and therefore, that's not a way to do the mitzvah with the tinnik, even though you avoided the problem of losing ownership of your dalid minim. So, the Paiskim ask an obvious question based on our Gemara. The Shevet HaLevi, Shas Tshuva Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Ches, Simen Kuf Nun Beis, discusses this question. He says that in our Gemara, we're learning that any gift that's given to a katan, who shomach al shulchan aviv, it remains the father's. So ask the Shevet HaLevi, what am I accomplishing by giving it to the katan, even if I'm going to be kinder to him? And I already was yaitz of the mitzvah, and I live in Eretz Yisrael, so I only have the first day yontif, or I live in the Chutz Laaretz, now it's the second day, so I was already yaitz of the mitzvah. But the child never takes ownership, because we're learning now, and we quoted in our previous shiur that Ramah holds, that certainly a katan samach hashulchan aruv, that gets a matana, the matana remains the father's. So what am I accomplishing with this entire operation? So the Shevet HaLevi says, indeed you're not accomplishing anything. So if the Shulchan Aruch, if the halacha, as we just said, as the Shevet HaLevi is, then in order to fulfill this mitzvah, it has to be lochem, and the child, as we're learning now, based on our Gemara, doesn't take ownership. It doesn't become lochem. So what am I accomplishing? So the Shevet HaLevi's approach is that there is no problem. Why is there no problem, says the Shevet HaLevi? Because the Shevet HaLevi says that this din, that when you be mechanech a child and he should do the mitzvah properly, it doesn't mean with every single detail. What the halacha means to say, says the Shevet HaLevi, is that he should do the mitzvah in a general fashion. The fact that he hasn't done it with every detail doesn't mean you haven't fulfilled mitzvah chinuch. So even though the katan doesn't have real ownership of the lulav, it doesn't, of the dalaminim, it doesn't take away from the fulfillment of the mitzvah of chinuch. And he brings a raya. What's his raya? He says, we fulfill the mitzvah of dalaminim after the first day, even with dalaminim that are not lochem. Right? That's what we just learned in this shir. So what do we see from here, says the Shevet HaLevi? That we see that this halacha of lochem, even though it's a din d'oraisa, is not such a critical halacha. Because the rest of Yontif, even we could fulfill the mitzvah without it being completely ours. So we could fulfill the mitzvah, the rest of Yontif, a katan, even on the first day, could fulfill the mitzvah that way. And therefore, the Shevet HaLevi paskins, yes, the father should give it to the katan. Even though he's giving it to the katan doesn't really take ownership. Based on our Gemara, it doesn't bother him. Reb Moshe, in the Shaila Chuvas Igros Moshe, Ohr Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Simen Tzadikei, also goes into a discussion of this Shaila. And he says, so first he has a very significant discussion about a child, about the chiyuv chinuch of a katan. Are you mekayim the mitzvah of chinuch, even if the child is not doing the mitzvah with all of the details? So he says, if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in the previous siman, siman Tov Resh and Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Kot na yidei l'nale l'nane lulav kadinoi." A child that's old enough to know how to shake the lulav, ovev chayev liknas lo lulav. His father's obligated to buy a lulav. Kedei l'chanch b'mitzvus. Why does he say, does the Shulchan Aruch say this? So certainly, he says, that we, B'nai Chutz Lorz, who we described in our previous shir, that could only give something to a cotton. So from the first day, we're going to be makna adal minim to the cotton. And now on the second day, for us in Chutz Lorz, where everybody agrees, because it's a sveika de yoima, that we have to have lechem. So now we're going to have a problem using those dalaminim. So in order to avoid that problem, says the Shulchan Aruch, buy your child his own dalaminim. The problem with that approach, he says, is that it's only that this halacha will only be for B'nai Chutz Laretz. For B'nai Eretz Yisrael, there wouldn't be a problem. So, he says, it's difficult to say that this siman, this sif in Shulchan Aruch, Tov Resh Nun Zayin, was only said for B'nai Chutz Laretz and wasn't said for B'nai Eretz Yisrael. So the Bi'ur Halacha maybe is trying to answer that. And the Bi'ur Halacha says, the reason it could be that even for Eretz Yisrael, you have to buy dalaminim for cotton, because you want the cotton to be able to have the dalaminim even during halal when we do the nanuim. So if you're going to use the dalaminim for your nanuim, he's not going to be able to do his own nanuim. And part of the mitzvah of chinuch is to be mechanech your child even in the mitzvah of nanuim. But then Rav Moshe goes into a long discussion. How do we look at the mitzvah of chinuch? Do we say that the mitzvah of chinuch is only fulfilled when you do the mitzvah the way it's supposed to be perfectly fulfilled? And with a esrog that shoal, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Or the child that's taking the esrog, he isn't sophisticated enough to recognize, is this esrog a shoal? Is this esrog his own? And therefore, even though we're supposed to be mechanech a child in a mitzvah to fulfill the mitzvah in the way the Torah wants us to fulfill the mitzvah, that's only in something that the child or the person who's doing the mitzvah because of chinuch is able to recognize it. But then he says that certainly everybody will agree that you shouldn't be mechanech this way. Why? He says because the reason why when we mechanech the child to do the mitzvah, we're also going to have him make a bracha, asher kedishanu b'mitzvayso v'tzivanu. How can we have a child make a bracha, asher kedishanu b'mitzvayso v'tzivanu, when we know he's not fulfilling the mitzvah the way v'tzivanu, the way we were told to do the mitzvah? He says it's like the concept that we have many places in Shas, that we're not allowed to actively give a child something that he may not eat. He says giving a child dalad minim, that we know that he's not mekayim the mitzvah with these dalad minim, is giving him something that is not a mitzvah. And we certainly can't be mechanechim that way, and we certainly can't have him make a bracha. However, therefore he says, it's only appropriate to buy a child dalaminim that should be his own to avoid all these problems. He says, in Europe, we didn't find that people bought for their children dalaminim. He says, in Europe, in most communities, most people didn't have their own dalaminim. But in our community, where Baruch Hashem, people have more money, and Baruch Hashem, he says, and this Ramosha says, it's only become more that way. There's a shefa, there's an abundance of dalaminim available. Says Ramosha, everybody should buy their child his own dalaminim. But it's important to point out that Ramosha is saying, why is Ramosha so interested that we should buy our children their own dalaminim? So one reason is because, as we keep on repeating, the Mishnah Berurah says, in order to be mekayim mitzvah dalaminim, you want the child also to have dalaminim during halal. So if you're going to have it, he can't have it. But there's also a problem because we want him to be mekayim the mitzvah the way the Torah tells us to be mekayim the mitzvah. And what's the way the Torah tells us to be mekayim the mitzvah? The Torah tells us to be mekayim the mitzvah with it being lochem, that it belongs to the child. So that's why he should own it, and by us owning it and giving it to him based on our Gemara, we have all these problems. But just like we want him to own the dalaminim, we also have to make sure that the dalaminim we give him are 100% kosher. Otherwise, again, we're going to have the problem. We can't be mechanech a child to do a mitzvah if that isn't the proper way of doing the mitzvah.